Now, another one of the raw nutrients, the building blocks that people need are the essential fatty acids. I know that there's a lot of research. I actually saw a magazine article that was claiming that children that have adequate amounts of essential fatty acids are up to 10 IQ points higher. And I know that you've talked about that in conjunction with things like asthma as well. Can you spend just a few moments and review essential fatty acids and what children need as far as kind of a daily requirement?
Okay, well, as the name implies, Blake, essential fatty acids are essential. They're essential for a variety of reasons, a multitude of reasons, and kids need them from the moment they're conceived. And if they don't have enough essential fatty acids, you're too young to remember, but Jackie Kennedy's first child didn't make it. Died of immature lungs, was born a little early, premature birth. But the reason the child was having problems with the lungs was he didn't have enough essential fatty acids during the pregnancy to make the lungs healthy and work properly. Essential fatty acids are also required for the immune system. Essential fatty acids are also required to help by maintaining blood sugar properly. It also is part of the needs that a child has to prevent the onset of asthma. And so essential fatty acids are so important for kids. When kids get adequate amounts of essential fatty acids, you're eliminating probably 15 or 20 diseases that they might get that they wouldn't get if you supplemented them properly with essential fatty acids. The essential fatty acids include omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And there's all kinds of raw materials that come from these omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. These include prostaglandins, which are little short-lived hormones. They only live for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, but they're produced all over the body. Just about every cell in the body produces prostaglandins, and they require the essential fatty acids to do that. And obviously, you can tell what part of the body they first were discovered in the prostate, so they're called prostaglandins. And they have a function. And your body's just producing them like a machine gun because they only have a very short life. But if you're deficient in the essential fatty acids, which is a raw material to make prostaglandins, you'll develop asthma. Your immune system won't work well. You'll be sick all the time. And just by supplementing properly with the essential fatty acids, a whole litany of problems goes away almost overnight. And so kids really need a lot of these things. Now, one of the things they learned about kids and essential fatty acids, Blake, was when kids are born preemie, they only weigh a pound and a half when they're born, they did things special for them. And they would give them, more supplementation. They probably gave them 60 nutrients, where the average formula for a normal-term 9-month-old baby once born, they might get in their formula, the canned formula that they buy in the store, they might get 10 or 12 minerals, 10 or 12 vitamins, and that's about it. The rest of it's corn syrup and sugar, fructose from apples or corn or something like that as energy sources. And there weren't any essential fatty acids added to it as a result. Preemies, they got all this nutrition, including essential fatty acids because of their lung needs. They had IQs. Preemies have an IQ that's 10 to 15 times higher than a full-term baby that's born after 9 months of pregnancy because of all these nutrients that were given the babies, especially the essential fatty acids. And so now they're debating whether or not they should be adding essential fatty acids to the canned formulas for full-term babies. And those will go on for years, just like the folic acid thing went on for years. I mean, when I was in school, in 1958, when I was a freshman in ag school, University of Missouri, in agricultural biochemistry, the first thing we were taught was you can actually prevent spina bifida by putting folic acid in a ration for animals. This is 1958. And only just recently, were makers of bread products required to put folic acid in like pasta and breads and cookies and things like that. Because they debated it for years. So many doctors felt that it was dangerous to put folic acid in foodstuffs as a supplement in the food. Well, gosh, if you eat one little flower on a broccoli head, one of these little flowers are the size of a head of a pin, you're going to get more folic acid than you would in any supplement on the market. And yet, doctors were afraid to allow people to put folic acid in bread. And as a result, we've had literally millions of babies born with neural tube defects, things like cleft palate, cleft lip, spina bifida, because doctors refused to recognize the importance of these nutrients in our foods.